Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon. This is Tony Williams.
And I'm Chauncey Williams. This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success.
Man, what happened to spring? I thought we was on our way, Chauncey.
Man.
It's cool out there today.
I had my spring leather on yesterday. I thought I was cooling it in the morning. I got out of school. Woo.
Okay.
They say 32. And then I said, oh, it might still might be some humidity. Nothing.
Michigan weather, man.
Yep.
It says if you don't like it, just wait 24 hours. It'll change. May not be to the good. Because we got so much rain today. If it had been snow,
we'd have been iced in.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't have been no school.
Yes, sir. So
we just like the Lions. You never know.
You never know.
We expect great things every year. And we get up and down.
For them Lions fans, well, it's going to be an interesting year for those Lions with this new leadership group.
I heard my man trying. They say Calvin, what's his name?
Johnson.
Yeah, they say he's trying to go to the New England Patriots. That's what I've been hearing.
Oh, really? So he retired
in order
to try to get to the Patriots. Oh, yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Ooh, that'd be ugly.
Yeah.
Could he do something like that? I'm not a sports guru, but I don't know.
I don't think he can. I think there's some rights that the Lions still would hold. And if he went to New England, they would have to compensate the Lions with either a draft pick or some conditional players. But to retire and then show up at the Patriots, that would be very interesting. But, hey, stranger things have happened in sports, man.
Yes, they have.
We know all about the strange things that can happen in sports, and when we look at the first week of the NCAA tournament, right?
Oh, man. My Spartans go down burning.
Go down burning,
Kentucky
man.
Go down burning.
Kentucky. Purdue.
I mean, you could just – it's a long list of them, but it's getting to the point where kids are like, look, I don't have to go to the big-name school. I'm good. I'm going to make the team good.
Right. So you get five good players on the floor, they'll beat any one good player any day of the week, you know. It's about having that team concept of older players, too. You know, if you got smaller school, those kids are not apt to go one and done, two and done. They stay there, seniors. And they can be dangerous in that tournament where all you got to do is win one game to keep playing.
That's right. One game to keep playing.
Yeah, so before we continue, who you got? Who you taking to win it all? Although we got a couple weeks, you might as well put the pick on the table. Got to have a favorite.
Oregon's still playing, right?
Oregon's still in it.
Is Indiana still in it, too?
Indiana's still in it.
I'm going with Tom Crean because Tom Crean is Spartan. Tom Crean, I remember his first year coaching with Tom Izzo, and he likes the small ball point guards. He got Yogi.
He got him a point guard.
And they shoot the rock. It's going to be Indiana. I got to go with the Big Ten. We ride it out. I know Tom Crean. He's cool. He's my guy. I'm riding with Tom Crean.
Very interesting pick. I wouldn't expect you to take the Hoosiers, man.
It's Tom Crean. I'm taking him because
he's gonna ride that dog.
He's a Spartan. He came in the game as a Spartan. So I'm going with him. I see him still. Tom Izzo can probably give him some points, even though I'm mad at Tom for not playing our Muskegon player
right there in crunch time. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm still gonna keep on dragging that out. People be seeing me like, why you drag that out like that? I'm like, Because
you can.
I can because I know what we do as Michigan State. Every coach had a time to get called. So that's his worst game ever. So he got his.
Yeah.
Coach K got his when he got bounced from the tournament a couple years.
Right.
It happens to everybody. So you can always think that your team is ready for a certain thing and they not ready.
No, you know, and I think part of that whole equation was the guys looked past that team because they were already – you know, talking about the Final Four, playing in the championship, and that team. What was the name of that team? Was it Little Rock?
Middle Tennessee. You don't even know their name.
Right. Don't even know their names, man. Middle Tennessee. Nobody.
Nobody. They played Syracuse. Syracuse put that 2-3 matchup on them. They couldn't handle it.
But all that, you know, they made a name for themselves, though, didn't they?
Oh, that's going to be in their trophy case.
Okay. It's always going to be – they will be known as a team that took out a heavyweight in the first round.
Yep. They're going to get, like, a little parade and everything.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get it all.
Oh, man. Yeah. We can talk sports all day, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
Today I got how to get instant credit today. That's what we on today, just instant credit and just – And I thought about the topic. It made me flashback because you know, some people dealing with debt. If they dealing with bankruptcy, they dealing with rebuilding their credit again. If they don't got nothing on their credit report, if they just got out of jail, if they young, don't have no credit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many scenarios when you think about getting instant credit.
Yeah, and instant credit has evolved into something more than what it used to be.
I remember as a kid, not as a kid, but more like a teenager, going with my sisters to the store that had their jobs, they were professionals, mm-hmm. and they apply for a credit card. Remember Steckity's?
Oh, Steckity's, yes. Yep, Steckity's,
downtown. If you wanted a credit card at the time, instant credit with them was like this. If you had a major Visa or American Express or a MasterCard and you showed it, they'll give you the department store credit card.
Qualify on the spot.
On the spot. I was like, wow. I'm like, you can't do that today.
No.
That was instant. That was the first form of instant credit I saw as a teenager.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the department stores, it was what, the Hardy or Hoppersheimer's,
yep,
whatever
Hardys.
It was. Yeah. They would use the same concept. And I think the design of it was to attract customers to your business. So you didn't have to use the major credit cards, and then there were the discount on purchases, right?
That's right.
That was another hook that they used when they offered you these instant credit.
And that's what they do cards. Now. They do now, but they pull your credit report now. Like if you go into like a store, like a chain, like a Macy's or a JCPenney's, and they had to run those big sales, they say, oh, you get an extra 10% off.
Right.
If you fill out this short application, but they're going to ask for that social job and the recent job, how long you've been there. And then that credit score come right, that number come right back. You got instantly approved. Your credit card come in the mail in a couple months.
Okay.
So that's another form of instant credit. But you got to have credit to start that.
Right. Yeah. Not like the old days.
Yeah, I remember we were talking before we came here, and I say, my first experience with instant credit, and I've never seen them do it outside of this setting. And
you
correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, but the setting of being on a college campus, and they offer those free T-shirts, free pizza, candy bars, you get a free $25 gift card. If you just fill out this form right
quick. Fill out the form.
And they put you in the lottery for credit cards. I remember getting a credit card that was pre-approved in my mailbox in my dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And all I had to do was open it and then call a number. And the card was activated, $2,500.
Right. And you never filled out an application.
Yeah, I probably filled out the little thing, the little survey for the T-shirt.
Okay.
And got the free T-shirt. Or the free candy bar or something.
Right.
Oh, wait, another student like myself, just like, oh, man, I'm just doing this for the day. Go and fill this form out right quick. Get a free T-shirt from me, Chauncey. So I'll do that and look up in the mail. I got a credit card. Find out you paying for that credit card the next 4 years.
Okay.
Because you don't have the experience and the knowledge of knowing about credit or credit history. Now you like, you got this credit card, and you're already a college student with no money.
Right. No
instant credit.
No means of income, per se.
So your stomach get to growling late night. And you buy pizza with a credit card. You buy food with a credit card.
Right.
I remember with instant credit, it was a guy I went to college with. I don't mind mentioning his name. Lord. He bought a car on a credit card.
Oh, my gosh.
He down paid for the car.
Hey, if it worked for him, right?
I remember. And this car was popular when we was in college. I'm just showing my age. We was in college in 96, and he bought a black Thunderbird 2-door.
Ooh.
Like 94. Remember that Thunderbird?
Okay, yeah.
The 92 coupe one?
Yeah.
Stick in the floor. I think
he was rolling.
He put the down payment.
Finance the down payment. Okay.
With a credit card, man.
Oh,
I remember. Man. I was like, how'd you get this? He's like, I use this. The audience, I'm laughing because I remember. And I know he probably regret that. To this day.
Yeah, because he had to pay that off along with the note that came every month, man. Yeah. Yeah,
Ooh.
I remember the first one I got, I was in Detroit, and it was at a football game.
Yes.
It was the same thing you talked about, you know, just fill this out, and, you know, you'll qualify for a credit card. But it was a free, I think I got a free hat.
Okay.
You know, it was a Lions game,
it was
right?
Nice, too, probably.
Yeah, it was a nice hat. And sure enough, a few weeks, man, I got this Lions credit card in the mail.
Oh, yeah. Lions credit card.
Lions credit card.
But it had a lion jumping on it, like in silver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it had the logo. I think that was way before it got, you know, the personalized logos.
Yes.
You know, because now everybody got them.
Now everybody, you can get
but
your picture on
this was
the
like
card.
20 years ago, man, 25 years ago when I got this credit card. And I was amazed. that I just think I filled out my name, my address, and my phone number and date of birth. I don't think there was anything else on that informational card.
Wow.
Yeah. Sure did. I still have it. I don't use it.
No. To whip it out at the restaurant.
It's in my archives, man. I got a whole stack of archived credit cards.
You don't cut them up? I smash them. I was just like,
I got a shredder. I do eventually put them in, but they're all outdated.
Yeah, when they expire, somebody can't use them.
No, they can't use them anyway. So just a reminder of days gone by, how I used to handle credit cards, which I don't do anymore.
Yeah, so that's just like looking at two sides of it. You got your pre-approved and you got your instant credit. So like the audience, we just talked about like getting that credit card in the mail. That's that pre-approved one where it comes in the mail. You can sign it and it automatically works. Or they send you like it looked like a credit card. And you call and you like, you've been pre-approved for $10,000, $7,000, or the instant credit when you go in the store and they say, hey, fill this out, you get 10% off. So that's like looking at pre-approved and instant credit. So that's the difference between the two. And we're just sharing our tidbits on how to deal with those. But what I've noticed is it's actually a red flag if you got too many of them. If you got it like, or you can go ahead and finish your statement.
No, go ahead. No.
Like say if you you got all the cards. Mm-hmm. So you got all of the department chain stores, you got the gas station card, you got that's
the
a red
Lowe's,
flag.
The Lowe's, you got, all the big box stores you go to, they always want you to fill out the application so you can have one of their cards, and then you can, like you say, you qualify for the percent off of your purchase.
That's like when you look at, when you think about sales and marketing, like they say when you go into a gas station, the gas don't make money.
No, they don't.
What makes money is the convenient items.
Right.
That make the most money. The cigarettes, the alcohol, the beer. The candies.
Yep.
Those shelf items make the most money. For these major companies, these pre-approved credit cards and getting you to get the instant credit to get the 10% off, that's the commodity that drives their stock and their whole company.
That's right.
That financing.
Year-round, see.
Year-round money. That's money they know they're going to get. You buy an outfit that you wear to one party and you finance the outfit and you don't pay it off the next month, they are in business for a long time. Imagine getting 100 people to do that.
Okay.
It's a system.
Yes, it is.
It's a system to keep people like, hey, I bought this outfit for $100 and I financed it, and they charging you what? On those chains, they charge you a higher interest rate.
Oh, yeah.
14,
you're paying
16,
minimum.
17.
Minimum.
So now you're paying 14% on $100 every day.
If you don't pay that bad boy off in the 30-day cycle.
Every day is like, it's turning. So then now you got this card, and you pre-approved, but you like, all right, you ain't got to pay on it. You ain't got it in the mail yet, and the bill come when the card come. You're like, I didn't fill this out.
And the bill came.
So I just got the card, and it's already got a bill on it. So you shopping. Yeah. You think it's 10% off. It's not free. So that's just something to think about. Pre-approved and instant credit. It could be a red flag if you got too many cards.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked around. Research says it's good to have, like, two.
Two major cards.
And you have a gas card, in case you need to, like, you got a Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah.
And I mentioned the companies. I'm going to mention those. Lowe's, Home Depot. Basic
big boxes,
like a Macy's department store, and a gas card probably. If you're gonna have some cards, but don't get to the point where you got three department stores, three gas stations,
and they got open balances.
Yep. Or I think the best ones to have, if you could, but that's a major carrier is the ones with the miles.
Oh yeah, like American Express.
It's hard to get though. Everybody can't get American Express. You got American Express, you rock it.
Been had one for years.
Yeah,
man.
But see, you Tony Williams, though.
And I use it for everything. Yep. So,
at the end of the month, you pay it off. At the end
of
the month.
Oh, yeah, 30 days, it's paid off.
So you build in mileage and everything.
Right. And then at the end of the year, they break it down to show what you spent in entertainment and travel and lodging and food. So it's really easy for my accountant to just take my statement from American Express and start preparing my taxes.
That's it. That's right.
It's straight, man.
That's it. That's how you do it.
But you know what else is starting to look like the instant credit is the home refinance.
Man, you're not lying. You can go online. Go ahead.
I get them every day at my house. You are pre-approved. They know they know what the balance is remaining on my loan and how much equity I got. And they'd be telling, here, you can pull this equity out of your home.
Mistake.
And we you can pay this low interest rate. And it's like, thank you, but no thank you. I'm too close to having that deed burning.
That's right.
And there's no way I'm going to pull equity out of my house just to have extra money.
Like I said, it's a system. It's a system. And you want to get out of that system.
Yeah. So they, you know, they're looking at folks that just about got their mortgages paid off, and they want to hook them up for another 5, 10, 15 years. Because again, that's income. That's what they're in business to do.
And then plus, with our people, we want to make sure we keep our investments going for our next generation. We want to leave them something.
Right.
You know, like, you want to leave them a want.
No. Or, you know, a lot of debt.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Mm-mm.
So I was just like looking at that, like, no, I don't need that. But they do that for cars too, that instant credit where you have a vehicle that's almost paid off. Because I do. And they send it to, like, I owe, like, the thing, like, $3,000 on one vehicle. Mm-hmm. They start sending me stuff like, this car worth, you know, this car worth this much money.
Right. We need that. We've been looking for that model year. Okay, that's a real hot model year. We got people asking for it. Bring that in for a trade-in, and we're going to give you $5,000 towards the purchase of a new car.
And being for six more years with you, please, I'm riding in my car. I'm enjoying life. I had a dream the other day. Everything was paid off.
Oh, man. Now, that is a dream, brother.
And it was on repeat, Tony.
Okay.
I was like, praise the Lord. Everything. Like, what I do deserve this blessing? I'm like, I've been doing the right thing, I guess.
Dreams come true, though, right?
Yeah, I dream that,
Dreams come true, man.
Yeah, the duck's been in the row. Things been lining up. So, that's what I'm looking for. That's the blessing I'm looking for right there. So, that's why we're on the radio right now talking to the audience and being in a comfortable way, because we don't want you being in a trap. That's because you got a new car, you got... You paying a note, that don't mean you successful financially. That don't count as success. Items, personal items don't count as success.
No, it don't.
Your car 4 or 5 years old and it still run, and you taking care of your health and you look good and you got an able mind and able body, that's good. That look good.
Point A to point B.
When you step out that car, you can walk.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need a wheelchair. Don't need a cane.
Please.
So that's a blessing, man.
So don't let nobody trick you into getting finance gonna make you feel good, like you achieve something.
Right.
Good credit is a reflection, but don't abuse it.
No.
Don't abuse your reflection of who you really are. Don't do it.
No, I had a client come in the office the other day, and we were talking about how much his daughter was paying for a car, how much the insurance was, and he said she taking that car back today. I said, you know what? That's a tough decision, but it's the correct decision.
Because yes, sir.
You see right now that she cannot continue down this road because she's got too much money tied up in this one vehicle. Take it back.
That's all it is.
Yeah. We spoke about that a couple weeks ago, you know, but it's the right thing to do from a financial standpoint.
And she can fight it off her credit report, too, after she take it back.
Right.
She can fight it. If they try to do something, be like, look, I took the car back, because what they'll try to do is if she had it too long, if it went past a grace period, they'll try to charge you with it. So then when they sell it, like a short sale of a house, they'll say, okay, said the car was worth $15,000 or $20,000, and they sold it for $12,000. But she bought it for $17,000. It's $5,000 balance.
It's a gap. It's a $5,000 gap.
It's a gap, right?
Right.
So I look at it like the gap is better to pay than the whole thing for them years. So
I agree.
And you can negotiate that, and then you're done with it. You can move on in the future. So that's just something to look at and be thinking and considering, like, hey, it ain't worth it. I mean, in the end, the people that's around you when you got the car anyway, not worth it anyway.
No.
You know?
No. It was a bad deal. She went into it, and it was a bad deal going into it, okay? But it's unfortunate that we got a lot of young folks that has the mentality that I got to have it right now, and we'll deal with the price and the bills later, which is not good because that's just a formula for disaster, man.
Yes, it is. It's a dusty road you don't want to go down.
She, you know, luckily her dad was, you know, able to step in before things got too ugly and just made a call. You know, he said, hey, I'll get her, you know, another piece of car that she can get back and forth, but this practically new car, she can't handle it.
Can't handle it, because the insurance was high too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, yes, it was, man. So it happens every day.
Well, the other one is, this one right here, is the furniture credit card.
Oh,
man, an electronic one. Best Buys, ABC Warehouses. I'm going to name them because I don't want people to be in the danger zone with them. Okay. Art Van, Value City Furniture. The people that get those cards, a lot of times you see people overextend that credit or abuse it to the point where they got to have all the TVs in the house.
Right.
They got to have all the electronics because those are the ones that say you ain't got to pay 6 months same as what?
Same as cash. Six months, same as cash, or even a year. They give them a year, same as cash. But tell them the horror story behind the 6 months and the 12 months, Johnson.
Ooh. The interest, like I said, interest is every day. So you thinking that you bought some furniture, you spent $5,000 or whatever you spent on your electronics, you done made Wally's World in your house, Now you sitting there like, oh, I got this good. I don't got no payment. Then it come, all the interest tacked on from that year.
That's right. If you don't pay that bad boy off in that time, that's a lot. If you go one day over, it goes all the way back to day one.
When it started.
Well, as far as interest.
So that's how they get rich. That's the thing. That's what I try to tell people. They don't care about the product. The product is to get you to finance something.
Right. Like they want to get it off the floor.
Yeah, you said a couple weeks ago when you went to a dealership and you say, I tried to buy a car cash. They was like, no, we don't want the cash. Mm-mm. We want the finance. I need the interest so my kids can eat.
Yep.
That's how people get rich.
Yep.
That's how you get passive income when you sleep.
Right.
So you're getting interest off somebody paying the principal.
I'm writing them a check every month.
Yep.
And they're getting a percentage of that check every month.
Every month. So it's like they happy. So they get 100 people like that. They good.
Yeah.
I'm getting an extra 10% off this person, and they paying the bill. Mm-hmm. So I done sold the car to the bank already. The bank getting their money and financing.
Yeah.
So it's like the business is growing. So we have to really think and consider that when it's worth taking that plunge, let's look at all the angles and say, hey, do I really need instant credit?
Right.
What am I really getting this furniture car for? So you're telling me if I get some new furniture, what is it going to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
What the new furniture going to do for me? And a lot of us in our culture put the furniture in plastic anyway. That's old school for me, though. But don't go sit on that.
Don't sit on that.
That's the living room. I had a student.
Don't go in there.
We was talking about this. I was talking about this with some high school students. And they was like, why they do that? They say it's a living room. And right. I can't even sit it. I can't even live in it.
You can't call it that living room either.
But it's supposed to be called a living room. And right. You can't live in the room because it's wrapped in plastic. Carpet got plastic on the floor. It's just some things that you think about. Like you spend a lot of money.
Moron, man.
You spend a lot of money on this. You financed this furniture
for what? What you gonna do?
You're not gonna use it.
Or
buy everything. Like buy everything. You gotta have a whole set to everything. And you gotta have it right now. Why you just can't piece it together? Like all right, buy this couch, buy this chair, buy this, and have it paid for.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you don't have to be looking like, oh, I got this furniture. This furniture still ain't paid for. And the killer instant credit for the furniture is the renter center.
Oh, my gosh. Ain't that horrible?
That's and it's other companies, too, but I just had to name the renter center.
Do the math.
That's a horrific on the math. Like, what they charge, like, so you could buy, okay, you get this furniture set, you pay all this money, that's $600 a month, and you do it for, what, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Or $200 a month, that's all you got to pay. You can get you a laptop, you can get a washer and dryer, you can get two couches, you can get two beds. All it's going to be is $300 a month
right.
for the next 3 years. He's like, okay, $300 a month, next 3 years. Oh, that's about
$10,000. Yeah. You pay for it three times.
$10,000, you're right, three times. And then, look, miss a couple payments, they're coming to pick it up with the truck.
They're coming.
So it's instant credit and it's instant take back, too.
They will be at your door, knocking.
Yep, so those are the things that we got to think about. Like, it's not worth it. Who are you entertaining anyway? If you got a bed, you got something to sleep on, that's good. You don't need all that extra stuff. The extra stuff don't even matter.
Mm-mm.
You'll find it at the rummage sale of the Goodwill after you got it.
My Goodwill run this weekend. I went shopping.
I do that. I'm there all the time.
No problem, Doc.
Yep. So, like, just looking at that and just thinking that. But sometimes, like you said, some people get in a situation where they got to get something back. Or they get in a situation where they claim a bankruptcy or they lose the credit with these instant credit cards. And it's a word called reaffirming.
Okay.
Like say if you lose your privilege with that credit card or you claimed it in a bankruptcy, you can go back to open that account if you want to build credit faster.
Okay.
So like say if you had a credit card to a department chain and you got instant credit from it, it was like a $500 limit, and you listed it on your bankruptcy or you listed it and you don't have it no more, you can call them and say, I'm willing to pay that balance off if you give me that credit card back, because they're a private entity separate from, you know, from the credit bureau. It's their credit card. Like I said, it's a business for them.
Right.
It's a promissory note. Like, I got this money. And then even if that account is closed for years, that company holds on to those accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So if they run your social security number, I don't care if you done built your credit back up, they'll be able to find the file you had years ago.
Okay.
They'll be able to find it. They're like, oh, this customer was with us in this year.
Yeah. And, you know, they probably go back and look and say, hey, they actually did well, you know, for the first 5 years. And then something happened.
So then you could call, you can negotiate that and reaffirm the actual credit card if you wanted to. So to build that history. So if you close something and you left it alone, if you still owed on it, you can always go back and reaffirm it. But you got to get it in writing before you do something like that. But it's just some things to think about. You don't want too many credit cards. You don't want too much instant credit. Mm-hmm. You don't want too much pre-approved stuff. You just want things that you like, all right, your basic necessities, if you're going to get mileage, gas right. points,
yep.
things like that, or you can get incentive basis, vacations. Those are the kind of cars you want to have where they pay you back for buying
cash
something.
Cash back, I think, was it a Capital One?
Yeah.
Some of the other ones give you cash back. It's not a lot of
it's
money.
It's not a lot.
But it is.
It helped.
You know, they give you $100 back at the end of the year.
I remember.
It's not a bad deal.
It's this lady. I was in Gap a couple years ago. And she was in there. So I think they had a major sale. And she had her Gap credit card. And it was connected to some type of points. And she was just buying all the flip-flops and everything. And she was like, I'm collecting a lot of points. You know? Okay. But she was trying to go on a vacation somewhere. So she was actually doing it for a group of people, but she was using her credit card.
Oh.
She got
okay.
a lot of she was trying to go to Disney World or something. So the points was adding up, but the people gave her the money. So she was buying the stuff for them to get the mileage points.
Okay.
And I was like, they had double points or something that day or something. She knew how the incentives went on her credit card.
Gotcha.
I was like, that's a smart shopper.
Yeah, it is.
She put it together. She's like, I'm going to Disney World for free. She buying a number of flip flops. I'm like, why are you buying these flip flops? But she was buying them for a group of people that they was going to be doing something that was going on a trip. And it was she had the money, but she used her car.
Yeah.
That was a situation where she benefited. You know?
That's entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah.
So it's just things to think about. What else do I have here today? We talked about local store credit. We talked about gasoline cards.
Mm-hmm.
How to increase your credit limit. That's a good one. Looking at that one, that's like you mentioned it earlier, when they could check your history, where they can go check and say, all right, say if I got this credit card and it's a department chain credit card,
mm-hmm.
but I want to increase my credit limit not to buy more things, to increase my credit score.
Gotcha.
Because that's what that does. When you increase that credit limit, it shows that you are credit worthy with a certain amount. So if you were credit worthy with $500 and then now they increased, they doubled it. Whoever looking else, whatever you're going to apply for, you're going to apply for a home or a vehicle. They're looking like, oh, this person got their credit line increased by this one company. You didn't have to buy nothing. You just requested it, and then you had their car so long. Or they might send you a letter in the mail. You've been a good customer for so many years. We just upped your credit limit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you've probably seen some of those in the past. I've seen some where my credit got doubled. We went from $1,000 to $2,000 or $2,500 to $5,000. That don't mean spend the money. That don't mean that you got more spending power. That don't mean that. That means that somebody trusting you, you built a history up, and now you got better credit. So, but if you need to have access, but I say like you say, if you got access to it, that means at the end of the month you could pay the whole thing off.
Right.
That don't mean that you got access and you going somebody take your credit from $500 to $5,000, which won't happen.
Mm-mm.
They'll take you up in increments $1,000, probably $1,500, $2,000. But when you get there, they know that you've been able to pay it, have a zero balance from month to month when you get those large numbers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've had to call sometimes and lower mine. I just don't even want them too high.
Yeah, I did it with some credit cards I had last month. I was like, going lower. Are you sure? I was like, yeah. I'm like,
yeah. Because I can always call back and raise it.
Yeah.
Okay, and I just want to protect myself in the event that, you know, somebody were to get a hold of it. You know, they could potentially raise, you know, go a lot higher than I would have gone. So, but again, that's the alerts that you get to now. Most of them do your text messages or the phone call when there's a purchase that is out of your norm.
Yeah, out of your norm.
When you don't, you know, they say, well, we know this guy don't go out and buy, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 on his credit card.
All the time.
So if one shows up, you're going to get a phone call, which is good. And you can say, nope, not me. And they can shut it down.
They can shut it down and make sure they can protect you. But it's just stuff to consider that because everything is digital now. I don't know how you can live without one.
Really.
You got to have some form of a credit card. You got to have some secure card, some type of Insta credit, some type of anything. I mean.
Especially if you travel, man.
Yeah. Especially if you travel. You got to have it.
Yeah. If you travel, you got to have it. Because hotels, rental cars, whatever, airplanes.
Because you can't do it with it. I mean, even with a debit card, you're going to have to at least have $2,000 on it.
Right.
To rent something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to rent a car. I got my debit card. No, you're going to need. They're going to hold $400, $500 right away. So if you need to have some money,
man.
Yeah, it's $500. So you're going to have $2,000 on you at least all times on your card.
Yep, versus having that credit card.
Yep, so the credit card, you don't have to have that. It could be a $1,000 credit card, and they'll just be like, all right, we got this information. It costs $200. Here you go. And you out the door. They'll hold that. And then when you turn a product back, you'll have it. So it's necessary to have a credit card to actually have that. That's buying power. That's the system that we in.
That's it.
You know, that's the chip. I'm glad they're not trying to put the chip in our hand.
Right.
But that's the chip. That's the chip.
Yep.
You know, they want to make sure they can track everything you do. So when crimes and things are committed, they can say, oh, he was here. He did a scan of his debit card or his credit card at this place and bought these items this month.
You're absolutely right.
So that's the way of tracking them instead of
GPS.
Yep. So that's money's another way of having that. So that's why all these chains have those, because it's easy. They can just type right in. But it's also easy where somebody can scan and steal your information.
True. Yeah. Chips make it a little bit harder. So they're still trying to work on curbing the identity theft of, cardholders. But there's still a certain amount. I mean, just think about the deal with the terrorist guy and the telephone, you know, talking about taking this to the Supreme Court, because the FBI is saying, we need you to backdoor this information because it's locked and everything's encrypted. Apple, we need you to do this. And Apple saying, no, we're not going to do it, because that's going to violate the trust of our customers.
Yeah, it's constitutional rights, because they want to be able to get in and get our information.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how this thing turns out, because that could set a precedent and
everybody's information opened in.
Could be compromised. Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, just we're just talking about how to get instant credit, how to increase your credit score today, and just, you know, just trying to keep you informed and help you make better decisions and just making sure that you are building a legacy for the future of your family. That's all it is. I see people out. They appreciate what me and you talk about, Tony.
Good.
And we just keep on trying to expand our knowledge for you so you can reach out to us, because the things I'm talking about, I've been through. I mean, I'm going to finish the show with I got a credit card. One went home, and I had a relative open it, used it. Mm. Went finger hut crazy.
Really?
So then they said they was going to pay me back. So this is a long time ago. I thought I was like 17 or 18. So, but that's coming from somebody in my family not knowing about finances.
Right.
So
right.
Like, I was like, go ahead. It's all right. You usually going to pay it off. They paid the minimum payment every month.
Every month.
Which so one? That I remember when I graduated from college, that credit card was still on there. And I'm glad I'm doing what I do today. I was able to fight it.
Good.
Get it off my credit report. But it was $2,500 over a four-year period. I'm like, finger hut?
Love it.
Who is finger hut? I knew them well. After that, I was like, oh, they got all the nice stuff in there. Everything, all the nice stores have.
Right online.
You can sit on. And see, they had the catalog back then.
Oh, catalogs. It was catalog ordering. Yeah. Okay.
So you could see the nice shoes and coats or the women clothes, perfume. I remember it. And I was like, oh, because I couldn't get something I wanted. I tried to apply for something. It was like, oh, you get this credit card on $25. I was like, what is it? Finger Hut. I'm like, what's Finger Hut? It's not a store. It was a catalog.
Mail order.
Yeah.
Mail order.
Instant credit killed me.
Instant credit. Yep. So that says, too, we also got to be careful about instant credit. It can be used. It can be a useful tool from a financial standpoint, but it also can be detrimental.
That's right.
If you don't manage it properly. And or if it falls into the wrong hands.
That's right. And it could be falling in the hands of people that love you, and they paying a minimum payment, and all of a sudden they get behind, and now you hit because you don't. It's your
car holder. You're the car holder.
They could be the cosign. They could be on it as a joint user, but that means if you apply for it, it's you on the hook for it.
The primary.
So think about that.
Got it.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.